Radio for guys.
What are you looking at, butthead?
KOTK Vancouver, Portland. KSLM Salem. And Entercom Salem. Emerson is live and local. Weekdays from 9 till noon, Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
One minute, 10 seconds after the hour of 10 in this, the month of April, in the year of our Lord, 2005. Ostentatious studio of the Viper Room. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by, making it part of your listening day, my friends. We are live on the banks of the feces filled with Lemon River in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, right here on 7th and Hawthorne, right here. And in case you are tuning in for the John and Jeff program, I am sad to inform you. Well, I'm kind of sad to inform you that for the next hour, there will be no John and Jeff. Oh, no! Oh, no! You are listening to Rick Emerson, Listener Party 8. What's it called? Thank you so much for coming by. By the way, if you are listening, if you are in the car, if you are leaving a bar, if you were on a goat, if you are on a boat, if you want to come down here, we are live. This is not Memorex. This is not tape. We are here live at the Viper Room for Listener Party 8. The first ever live broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show right here from the Viper Room. We thank you. We thank you for coming by. Before I go any further, we got to tell you, we had all kinds of stuff coming at this hour. You're going to hear from old friends. You're going to hear from new friends. You're going to hear the Penis Watch. You're going to hear the Jackson Watch. You're going to hear... And the Jackson Watch and the Penis Watch are the same thing. That's what really makes it great. As an extra bonus, you will hear about the succulent, luscious, bee-stung lips of Macaulay Culkin. Oh, you know you'd hit that, don't lie. All of that is coming up. We got a little bit of your news. We got a little bit of your audience give and take. All that's coming up. We'd like to tell you right now that we are joined by Kyle, who is sitting here on the couch. We are joined by many, many, many of the Rick Emerson cast and crew, the Rick Emerson family. We are here with the scariest man on earth, Clyde Lewis. We are here with Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine. And somewhere lurking, looking like the naughtiest Judy Garland you've ever seen in your life, we have Kristen from accounting.
Oh, yeah.
Making her triumphant return to the Rick Emerson stage. Rob from the house of Rick here. Of course, Richie Bristol, the swag master in the house. We got the hollyhocks. Sorry, I just can't help myself.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry, it's the inner Kevin Pollak. It wants to come out. We got Johnny and the Walkers. All right. We have, of course, our good friend, the linchpin, the nerve center, the backbone of the Rick Emerson Show. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please put your working class hands together for Sarah X. Dillon.
Drinks. And my skirt is way too short.
Yeah. Now I got a question for all the wild people up front. I want to know how many people here tonight like to take a taste of vodka. All right. And of course, working on the following stories in the Max 910 mobile newsroom.
Yeah!
Who am I talking about? Damn right!
It's news. It's news that hurts. With Tim Riley, only in Max 910.
From the Max 910 Mobile Newsroom, I'm Tim Riley. We're broadcasting live from the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. Where liquor is flowing in copious, uncontrollable amounts. Yeah. And the assembled Rick Emerson listeners are acting with a drunken abandon only they can muster. All right, let's hear it for drunken abandon only you can muster. That's where the lawsuit starts, with the punching on the floor. Next thing you know, our pyrotechnics are killing everybody. Well, this reporter has never seen anything quite like it. Tonight, the Max 910 faithful will bid farewell to Sarah X. Dillon. Dillon, who leads us from the glamorous world of television.
You're not going to make me cry, Rick. It's not going to happen.
I'm not saying. I didn't say a damn thing. Hold on, let me just say for one moment. We haven't even begun to talk about Sarah's sister, Heather, who is here.
I lost her. Where did she go?
Where did Heather Dillon go? Heather Dillon, come on up. Come on up.
Heather, get up here. Come here.
All right.
Come hang out with your sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a double shot Friday. Let's hear it for Dylan's sisters, one and all.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, honey.
Fantastic is the only word for that.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Just so the gentlemen know, Heather, what is your drink of choice?
I like the vodka 7.
All right, so there you go. All right, Tim Riley's in the Max 910 mobile.
Yes, Sarah Dillon leaving behind a broken-hearted audience. An audience who will always cherish your memories of a unique talent. Now I'm going to cry. But let's hear it for Sarah Dillon.
Cry, goddammit. Please continue, Tim.
But there's other news tonight. Let's get underway with a double penis watch.
And my troubles start a melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis, and everything is going my way.
Here's your penis watch for Friday night. Okay, this is the first one. A Russian man born with genitals so small he was unable to have sex has been given a chance to lead a normal love life with a brand new penis. But not any ordinary penis. This is a penis grown on his arm during pioneering surgery. Yes, indeed. In an 11-hour operation, plastic surgeons in Moscow removed the 28-year-old's undersized penis and stitched it to his left forearm where they grafted an additional flesh and tissue taken away from his inner arm. All right. Now, I know when you hear this, it's tempting to be horrified or disgusted. But who among us would not wish for an additional penis if we could have one?
On your forearm, though? Come on now. Let's not get into it.
I don't even want to say. Why wouldn't you just have like 3 or 4 put on?
Isn't it on his arm?
It's on his arm.
How are you gonna like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like the solar flex machine. You just
So you're giving yourself a reach around, right?
He can give himself a reach around.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, do you? Oh, okay. And so, the best part of the story is this. So he has a male member so small he may not engage in the act of love.
That is correct.
What? He is the angry inch. What is... Like he's all going to Canada, you know, the metric just is all bigger and whatnot.
Thank God for the metric
this
system.
This is 500 millimeters! Wait, but the best part is this. What is the undersized member called medically? Does it say?
I'm looking.
Do you know?
I do. I've heard about it.
What was that diagnosis or something?
You don't have one, of course.
Oh, here we go. It is a micro penis. Micro penis, ladies and gentlemen. All right. That's page one.
Well, oh, man.
I'm not done with this yet. The newly enlarged organ, which has grown from less than 2 inches to nearly 7 inches, was then reattached to his groin.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Now, clinically, one in 200 men are born with micropenis.
Nobody here has that problem, do they? No.
This is the medical term for male genitalia that is less than 2 inches long when aroused.
I think it's all a matter of... No, it's all a matter of perspective. You just need to date chicks with really tiny hands.
Oh!
What? No, like,
That is wrong. What's wrong with you?
Well, why should feet be the only thing they're all bound? You can't even stand up when they do that.
Good God.
Foot binding is terrible. You gotta, you're like one of those flamingos. You just have to plant them in the... You can't even stand. It's true. No, I've seen it. I'm sorry. I'll be quiet now.
Well, getting back to this patient whose name is Sergi, he faces new challenges in his quest for a successful love life with his new penis. He has never had a partner before and lives in a village in a remote area. His doctor says it will not be easy for him.
And now, page two.
Page two.
I just thought of something, you know.
Yes.
He's the only guy that can have his penis get tennis elbow if he works it to her. Say anything?
Oh, gosh.
Bottoming!
Whoa! That's a lot of B.
You're crazy.
Z. Right there.
I don't have it.
You don't
have
a Z?
No, but you should.
Damn, that was a Z. Wasn't that a D? That was a Z moment, wasn't it?
All right. Page two. This comes to us from Alaska. An Alaskan man has undergone intimate surgery to reattach his manhood after his girlfriend sliced it off and flushed it down the toilet.
What is with the cheering?
Oh!
Like, as soon as you said flush it down to the toilet, this guy's going, yeah!
Man.
Whoa.
No.
Man. It is messed up. It is a messed up situation.
Have another beer.
A messed up. All right. Pop, is that what he said?
All right. Well, this 44-year-old man who has not been named believe he was taking part in a raunchy bondage session with his lover, Kim. Now this is when she tied him up. But after securing her boyfriend, the 35-year-old woman pulled out a kitchen knife and proceeded to amputate her lover's penis.
Knife, not even a bread knife.
Yes.
Oh.
And that's one of those things where you can't, it's just all about the friction over like 5 or 6 hours.
In Spain,
I'm just a messenger here.
Filipino.
So, she proceeded to amputate her lover's penis in a fit of rage before washing it down the laboratory and driving her boyfriend to the hospital.
All right.
Now, when police arrived at the house, they discovered the woman was cleaning up a bloody mess. An emergency plumber managed to pull the toilet from the fixtures.
An emergency plumber.
And retrieved the lost member, allowing medics to perform the emergency procedure.
Well, here's your problem right here, ma'am. It's no wonder. There's been some blockage, undoubtedly.
All right. We're going to take a break. We are going to come back in just a moment. We are live from Listener Party 8 around the corner. Jackson Watch featuring the voice of Michael Jackson himself.
Yay!
All the Rick Emerson cast and crew here. We are live at the Viper Room on 7th Hawthorne. Scott Daly from FilmFever.org is here. All of that is coming up. And later on, we will ask the musical question... What was the ultimate Sarah Dillon moment on the Rick Emerson Show? We'll be back after this, live from Listener Party 8.
Take a look at my enormous...
Hey! What makes a man? Is this the power in his hands? His quest for glory. Give it all you got, sir. The fight to the top, so we can know your story. Now you're a man. because she has been to... Or is this the way he fights every day? No, it's probably the...
Listening to the Rick Emerson Show on Max 910, talk radio for guys.
Rick Emerson, listener. It's listener party. Listener party.
It's eight.
Hold on. Hold on. We gotta wait for it. Hold on. Matt, go and bring the house music down. We have to play this. It's listener. It's listener party 8.
Here is the money that I owe you.
Thank you. Yeah! Oh. Ah.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to TalkNet. We talk to you, with you, about you, your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, and all the things that make you so very special. Me? Yeah, I'm Bruce. Welcome, my friends. Welcome to my world. Welcome to TalkNet.
Thank you. Do you have any? Are you done embarrassing me?
Medical hair restoration has helped thousands of men and women regrow their hair, including baseball legend Wayne Boggs. Booty doctors.
Thank you.
Blacks are gagging on the donkey, but not yet ready to swallow the elephant.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Listener Party 8, where we say farewell to our good friend Sarah Dillon. Clyde Lewis, Kyle, Tim Riley.
Hey, how you doing?
We're going to welcome a couple more people to the Rick Emerson Show in just a moment. We'll be doing your Jackson watch. That's coming up. We'll be asking the magical question, what was the ultimate Sarah Dillon moment during the Rick Emerson cavalcade of whimsy? We'd like to welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, back from an exclusive 3-year tour Scandinavia and the subcontinent. Kristen Trump are counting. Woo. Kristen. How are you?
I'm Peachy Keen.
Can we have one more hand for the hottest junkie Judy Garland ever?
Rick, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Does it make you gay if you think she's hot?
Does it make me... What?
Does it make you gay if you think she's hot? She's Judy Garland, and all gay men
know.
Love
we'll
Judy Garland.
Out.
No? Oh. No? Just kidding.
I forgot how young some of your listeners are.
Oh?
Because a lot of people didn't realize who Judy Garland was.
Oh, man.
I got at least one person who thought you were Marianne from Gilligan's Island, but she's not
dead.
Oh,
no.
Let me say this about that, by the way. She's not dead and she's still hot.
Alive Dawn,
no, Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island is the oldest woman I would still have sex with.
Can we not have this conversation?
And Barbara...
What? What'd you say?
Hold on. Clyde Lewis, oldest woman you would still have sex with.
It's a toss-up between Barbara Eden and Florence Henderson.
Barbara Eden in the house.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. If I can make that belly button shimmer again and she can blink at me a couple times, I'd be a pretty happy man.
Okay, stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Barbara Eden, what do you think? Genie? Genie, man. Genie.
We're live at the Viper Room. In just a moment, we'll welcome someone else. Let's go back to Kim Riley in the Max 910 newsroom.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I get my light back? Lights. Okay, can we get Tim's, the white light here on Tim?
We need some reading light.
Well, do we have...
Let me... I'll try without it.
Good luck.
Here we go. Russian scientists have developed a product that can keep a person drunk. Now, this tablet... is called RU21 Red. It was developed by spirit scientists, a laboratory based in California, but with research in Russia. The same scientists had earlier worked on secret programs for the Kremlin and had made the famous RU21 product that cures hangovers. Now, if you take a tablet, you need less alcohol to stay drunk. Scientists have been quoted as saying... And RU21 Red prolongs drunkenness and embraces intoxication.
Speaking.
Hold on.
By the way, before we continue, we'd like to thank our good friend Nate. I don't know if you all have seen this shirt that's floating around. It just says Save Sarah Dillon on the back. It just has the big X. Sarah Dillon leaving us for a glorified realm of television broadcast.
I wish I could stay more than anything in the world.
We.
But you know, the powers that
be. We will talk more about that as we progress.
Yes,
in
we
just,
will.
In just a moment, we'll do the Jackson Watch. We'll do that in just a moment. But first, speaking of alcohol, we're going to do two guests in a row here. First of all, the man who puts it together, would Brian the Bling Master please step to the fore?
And he shaved his chest, I hear.
Okay.
Let's see it, big boy.
Hold on.
Come
hold
here.
Hold on. Come back. Now.
Yeah,
hold
he's
on.
Unbuttoning.
Now, I heard rumor that Brian, there was a nasty rumor that Brian reshaved and waxed his chest just for this evening. Do we want to see Brian's waxed chest?
Bald chest.
Thank you.
They did a good job.
And orange, too.
Say hello to Brian's wife, who's right there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out. All right, we're going to roll the Jackson Watch in a moment. But first, the diva of drink, the mistress.
As well.
Excellent.
And I didn't know Howdy Doody was dead.
Oh.
and make sure I feel included.
Now there has been.
His wife seems really nice though.
There's been just the tiniest.
And she could probably do better. Everybody has to get married for the first time.
Oh!
It's a Jay Horton line, not mine.
All right, now.
And yes, I am single, boys. So come and get me.
I want to say something here, Jen. Now, there's been a little bit of a tempest in a teacup. Some people wanted to know if you wish to clarify any statements you made about the people and place Gresham.
You know, Gresham does have a special place in my heart. Yeah, it's in that, like, clogged part that's going to give me a heart attack someday. But the thing is, I grew up in the Gresham of New York, so everything I say about Gresham is just, yeah, get your ass out of Gresham. Just stay here. You don't need to go home tonight.
Jen Lane, everybody. Barfly Magazine. Without further ado, let's roll today's Jackson Watch! For Friday night.
Holding her arms out to the jury, the mother of Michael Jackson's teenage accuser sobbed and pleaded, "Please don't judge me." Asked by senior deputy district attorney Ron Zenon about her memory of the events, she pointed to her head and explained, "Some things are just burned in there." She then offered an account, in conflict with testimony of other witnesses, in which she described seeing Jackson lick her son's head. This happened on a 2003 flight from Miami to California on a private jet. Everyone was asleep. I had not slept so long, she said. I got out and figure this is my chance to figure out what was going on back there. And that's when I saw Michael licking my boy's head.
Good times. That's before they grow up and taste all gamey.
That's so wrong.
He keeps him in a little pen next to the veal. Oh, shut up.
I just want to say something to Rick Emerson. I just want to say something to Rick Emerson.
Clothes without you.
Rick Emerson, is this your eighth party? Is this your eighth party, Rick Emerson? Is this your eighth party? I just want to know. Because the reason why is I think the whole crowd wants eight more. They want to have eight more. Because Lord knows I want to be eight more.
Stop.
I'm sorry. I just,
stop.
Hold on.
Lick it up, God. Come on. You got a tongue.
That's your Jackson watch.
I just.
For Friday. Back after this. We're live in the Viper Room.
listening to The Rick Emerson Show on Max 910, talk radio for guys.
Listener Party 8, here is the money that I owe you. Let me ask you this, how many people got it stuck to them by the man today?
Here is the money that I owe you.
Thank you. Alright. First of all,
thank you.
Okay, now, $2. Tuck it in. You can't even tuck it in. Tuck in that dollar bill into Sarah. Thank you. There you go. Tucking a dollar bill into Sarah's brassiere. Excellent. Good times.
Yes, good times for all.
All right.
I like this party.
First of all, hey, we got a bunch of stuff we're going to get done here from the top. We want to, first of all, can we have a shout out for Hot Chicks Covered in Blood?
Yeah.
Oh, for the people listening at home, that's a costume reference. That's not like a, Green River Killer shout out.
Yeah, sure.
No, she did not come as Lacey Peterson. I said she did not come as Lacey Peterson.
Yeah, that's not going over
hey,
so well.
Hey, you know, the Al Franken show is probably on right now. Go listen to that.
Dead all babies right. Are not funny.
Real quickly here. Real quickly, let's talk to our good friend Steve from the Viper Room, and I'll put all this together. Let's hear it for the Viper Room.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming out tonight to see Sarah off on her merry way. Thank you, Sarah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to know.
We haven't made her cry yet.
What?
We haven't made you cry yet.
That's true, and you're not going to.
I think I can do it.
No, I don't think... Oh, give me your best shot.
What's that?
Hold on.
I'm going to make you cry. Hold on.
You can't root for making a girl cry.
I'm going to make you cry.
Because, hold on.
That's just wrong.
Hold on.
I want to. This is what's gonna make her cry.
Hold on.
You ready?
This is really mean.
Think about dead puppies.
I want to be very, very sincere right now. Rick, you're wearing a velvet dress right now. I know. You and I have been together how many years, Rick?
Claude and I have worked together for 11 years. I have to applaud. And I have to applaud.
Never in my life, Rick. I love you as a brother. You know that. And we have worked together for a long period of time, you and I. Never in my life have I seen someone so wonderful and so beautiful becoming an addition to the show that you have done, that I've done, that we've been a part of for a long period of time. Sarah Dillon is a wonderful human being, and I knew that the minute she walked through the doors of KOTK, and now that she's walking through the doors of Max 910. I love you, Sarah.
Thank you. I hope you
do well at Coinstake.
I'm not crying, but thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
I will at home alone.
Thank you, Sarah.
I love you, Clyde.
See, here's the thing. I just want to make this comment before Steve tells you what's coming up later on in the evening. When you say that you're really bent on making a girl cry, you remind me of this guy who was at an auto shop next to me in high school. And he was talking about this date that he was on while he was, like, rounding this piece of metal. And he looks at me and he goes, I kind of like it when they look scared.
But I didn't make her
kinda
cry.
Turns me on.
I didn't make her cry, but I just hope that she knows that she is well-loved by this audience and the most remarkable person to come along in a long time. I'm serious.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of well-loved, has anybody seen Jolie?
I honestly have not seen her tonight.
I'm just asking. I don't know. All right, well, let's let Steve tell you everything that's coming up tonight and give some shouts out to everybody who helped put this together.
All right, you guys, we got another Fine Crisis coming up after the show tonight, followed by the CD release of Stella Flores. And I just want to say thanks to all you guys coming out here tonight. We're pretty new in town, and we're here to stay, so I'm happy to see y'all. I want to say thanks to Island Graphics, that are our neighbors down here. They take care of us, and our buddy Daryl in the back running the cameras for us. So let's have some cocktails and have a good time tonight.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's hear it for the Viper Room. All right, real quickly, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from FilmFever.org, our good friend Scott Daly.
Hello, hello.
All right. I want to do this. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I want to do this once and for all. Once and for goddamn all. Can I hear a tombstone? Hell yeah.
Oh, hell no.
In your face, Scott Daly.
You all are a bunch of suckers. You know that? Tombstones suck.
I can't. It's Hollywood dribble, man. Tombstone is crap. If you want to fill it out Wyatt Earp, man, check out Wyatt Earp, Florence Kasdan, and Kevin Costner. Great fucking film.
That great film.
God.
I'm sorry, I put it to a lot of people.
What are you doing?
It's a great film.
What are you doing?
You're in a Duran Duran shirt.
Hey, I think you should show the people your Duran Duran tattoo.
Thank you, Scott Daly.
Should you show them the Duran Duran tattoo while he's
here? Show us your Duran Duran tattoo.
Yeah. There it is.
What else do you really need to know? He's hungry like the wolf. Hey, Matt, can I get a time check? How long do we have here? 4, 5, 9. I can't see it.
Does anyone know what time it is?
We just canceled John and Jeff go all night long, Rick. Jeez.
8. No, you can't say 4:20.
4 minutes.
Okay, 4. 4. All right. All right. We don't have time to recap all the great Sarah Dillon moments. I don't want to be Johnny Buzzkill. I will just say this. I will say a couple things, and then we will thank you all for being here. I want to say that we have gone through. I've gone through 16 producers, I think 17, something like that, in 10 years. And you know what? They all bring something special. They all bring something different. I want to tell you that the Rick Emerson Show, the last year and a half, whatever it is, however good it is, however great it sounded, however entertaining it was, I don't get the lion's share of the credit. I got the easy job. I just sit there and I bump my gums. That's all I do. It's these people right here. It's these people right here. Clyde, Kyle,
And it is Sarah Dillon who made the show everything it was. Let's hear it for Sarah Dillon!
You are. Thank you.
Final thoughts?
I don't have any. I'm going to miss this, though. I love all of you guys. Thank you for coming to our retarded listener parties and for supporting us. God damn you. You're going to... Oh, I almost swore. Oh, wait. We're out of FCC jurisdiction. What? What? I want to give you a hug. And Rick, I think we have some unresolved business.
What?
I think you have about like 8 more push-ups to do for me. So I think since I'm leaving, you should go ahead and do those right now. Come on, monkey, dance. Very sad. 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right. I know
you
that,
love the pain.
I know we're getting ready to wrap up, so I'll try to cut this. Okay, I'll try to keep this short. All right. I hope we don't go late here, but I want to say one thing. It's your mom. I gotta get this said. I say this every time we get together, and I mean it every time. That when you get in the car, you go to work, you go to school, you put on your headset, you got 37 different radio stations, you got books, you got the internet, you got the television, you got everything you can listen to, and that you choose us to listen to is never taken for granted, ever. So from all of us, we thank you, because without you, there is no us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From all of us at the Viper Room, thank you for coming in to listen to Party 8. Thank you for listening to the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you. I'm out. Sarah Dillon.
Fired.